This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Internet addiction disorder is a disputed diagnosis in academic and mental health circles. But just try going a day without your daily habit of checking email or the news or weather or sports or recipes or Facebook, and you may find yourself anxious and jonesing for access. We've been noticing stories of people going screen-free for a couple hours a day, or of those who install software programs like Freedom or Self Control to limit access to distracting online content. At 11:59 on April 30th of 2012, Paul Miller, a writer and reporter for The Verge, unplugged his Wi-Fi and Ethernet cables and traded in his smartphone for 1 year without the internet.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Paul's off the internet, dude.
Paul is leaving the internet for a year. You've been on the internet for a super long time. You're most of your adult life.
Right.
And you want to write, he wants to write about like what his life is like without the internet.
It's something that I want to do for the personal exploration of how it would help me deal with my productivity, my creativity, and figuring out how the internet's impacting me.
And just stop and smell the flowers.
Paul Miller joins us now via Skype from New York City to tell us how it worked. Paul, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about those first few weeks. Did you have any withdrawal symptoms? Did you stop and smell the flowers?
That was one of the biggest surprises. I had no withdrawal. It was no detox. I was just having a wonderful time. I was euphoric, really. I really was. And I did stop and smell the flowers, and I was doing all sorts of awesome outdoor activities, and I was very productive, and it was a really wonderful start, for sure.
You're a writer from a major technology site, which paid you, by the way, to do this.
Yep.
How did it feel to be behind the curve as far as, you know, all of the things that people were talking about?
I don't know. It sucked at first, and there were times when my coworkers kind of made it clear to me, like, Paul, you are not really that useful to us as a as a technology pundit right now. But at the same time, it was kind of nice being a little out of the flow, you know, like a little behind the times, or not behind the times, but just I was coming from left field. I was like, you know, I was a different perspective on what mattered, and that was fun. I don't want to do that my whole life. I don't think anybody would tolerate me being that for my whole life, but it was fun to do that for a while.
I don't even know how we could have booked you for this segment without email access. How did you communicate with people?
Well, I had a P.O. box, so I'd get letters, and then I wouldn't reply to the letters. And so since I didn't reply to the letters, someone would try to reach out to a coworker who would hopefully get a hold of me. The people who could get hold of me were people who had my phone number. And so it was a pretty small circle. And in fact, that circle kind of shrank a little. A friend of mine moved to China. He never gave me an address or a phone number. And, you know, so I didn't stay in sync with people very well. And so, you know, at first I did have a lot of fun, but if I didn't expend a lot of energy keeping in touch with everybody, I would just not be in touch with people, and that started to be pretty bad.
Yeah, you write about this kind of loneliness, but at the same time, at the beginning, you sounded like you really did want to pull away from the fray. So, did you benefit from that in anywhere? You know, did you feel more self-reliant or more self-motivated? You know.
Yeah, at first I did feel more self-reliant and self-motivated, and I don't want to be somebody who is entirely dependent on others for understanding myself, you know, or for feeling validated. And I also think, you know, I want to be, you know, more of an artist in my writing and not just a tech writer. And there is something to loneliness and to thinking deeply to do good work. But there also, it also just became too much. It became too much disconnection, and it was really unhealthy, and I became less productive because, you know, I was really just, I don't know, I was out of it.
Yeah. What's it like to be back online after a year off for you?
It's really overwhelming. I was trying to describe it to somebody. It's like if you if you like get told that you're going to be like a NASCAR driver now, and then the next day you show up and they put you in a car and you're driving, and it's just like it's so insane, and it's kind of difficult for me to use the internet. I'm almost panicking, really, trying to figure out how to use this contraption again.
Well, I understand that you also lost 15 pounds, right?
Well, I've lost 15 pounds like in the first 3 months, and then I've lost like another 10 or 15 after that too. But that was that the rest of that took a lot longer.
So are we going to expect the Internet Free Diet book to come out by Paul Miller?
You know what? I should write that just to make a lot of money. Then I can do whatever I want.
Well, Paul, it was an experiment designed to help you better understand yourself. We've got just a half a minute left, but I'm wondering, was it successful? Do you understand yourself better?
There's been a lot of confusion. It's a successful experiment. My hypothesis failed. I thought I'd be a better person without the internet or more real person. But what I realized is that this is me. This is who I am. With or without the internet, and I'm glad to be back.
Well, we're glad to have you back. Paul Miller, writer and reporter for The Verge, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You can read more and watch a documentary video about his internet hiatus at wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, Augustine Burroughs wrote a decade ago about letting go of the powerful addiction of alcohol. Now his self-help book, This Is How, is out in paperback. We're going to talk to the author who's been there and done that about his advice for surviving just about anything when Word of Mouth continues.